Yeah, Vamis Yerushalmi, corresponding to Vamis Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Ayin Tes, on the base, at the Mishnah. Tanakha Hei. Achasei Meres Meis, Achasei Meres Le Meis, Zu Sha'ama Meis, Tinasei Vititu Kuzuba, Vizu Sha'ama Le Meis, La Tinasei Vititu Kuzuba. If Leia says that her husband died, and a Tsara, co-wife called Tsara, says that he did not, Leia may be married, and she receives a Kuzuba, Tsara may not be married, or receive a Kuzuba. Achasei meres meis, achasei meres nereg, v'mei oimer hoyol v'ein machishois zuezu, hoi elu lo yinasu. Meir says if Leah said that he died and Sarah says that he was killed, since they contradict each other, they may not be married. Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon am mazu bazu, moidu shein akayim, hoi elu yinasu. Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon say, since they admit that he's dead, they may be married. We can ask Rav Yaakov ba acha b'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Yelah b'shem Rav Laza, moidu Rav Meir Rav Shoina. Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, and Bilal quoting Rabbi Lazar, said that Rabbi Meir agrees about the first case of one wife said he died, and the one wife contradicts him. Ashkach Tani Oid Hu Machlekes, a bicycle sound that says that they argue also about this. Ma bin Shnir, Ma bin Rishona. The Gemara asks against Rabbi Yaakov Acha, what is the difference between the second case and the first case, according to Rabbi Meir. Rishona Le Osu, which is a Devoreha, Etzel Chagel Tuklum. The answer is in the first case, Chachamim did not make her words have any effect on her colleague, lest she tries to ruin her. In the safer though, she tries to permit herself, so she creates a contradiction. Rav Lazar, Moedah Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon, Be'edah. Rav Lazar said that Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon agree about witnesses who argue about how he died, that the testimony is completely contradictory. Ma bin Edah, Ma bin Sarah. What's the difference between witnesses and a co-wife? If two witnesses argue about how he died, the widow may not remarry. The answer is they didn't make a woman's words have any effect on her co-wife. Rabbi Yochanan said, if Rabbi Lazar, my Talmud, said this, he heard it from me and said it. The Mishnah says if two pairs of witnesses testified about the man, this pair testified that he accepted Nazirus twice, and this pair testified that he accepted Nazirus five times, the Shammai say that the testimony is contradictory. If he says that he didn't accept any Nazirus, he believes. The Hillel say two are concluded in five, and the law requires him to be a Nazir at least twice. Rav says they argue about klal, as we'll explain, but in part, as we'll explain, all agree that two are included in five, and he is another twice. Amrav Yochanan, v'moyne nechaku av bechlal, v'amam moidi nechlek za'idus in kan naziris. Yochanan says they argue about one who counted means detailed, as for the part, but in klal, all agree that the testimony is contradictory, and there's no naziris. V'yedeinu klal, v'yedeinu moyne. What is klal? One is counting. Klal hahin amma tautai vahin amma chamesh, moina hahin amma achada tauti vahin amma talas abba chamesh. The answer is klal is when this pair says that he said, I will be another twice, and this says he said five times. Counting is when this pair says that he said, I will be another one, two, and the other one said, he said three, four, five. Rav amma hachish edus betech edus, like betela edus. Rav said if there's a contradiction amidst testimony, in an irrelevant matter, the testimony is not bottle. Yochanan mahechesh edus v'sech edus b'teila edus. Yochanan said if there's contradiction amidst the testimony is bottle. Divrei Yaakov hechesh edus l'acha edus l'b'teila edus. All agree that if there's contradiction about something that happened after the testimony is not bottle. Yochanan kada'atei, da'am rabbi abba v'chei v'shem rabbi Yochanan huchsuk ha'moina ve'oma minakif moina. Yochanan holds that it's bottle in this case, like his opinion, because Rabbi Abba quoted Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that if it's established, means all agree that he counted out money to him. This one says that he counted from a wallet, and this one says that he counted from coins out altogether. There's a contradiction amidst the testimony. Even Rav agrees that testimony is bottle when there are only two witnesses because they contradict each other. כשהיו שתי קטעי אדם, אלו עימם מן הקס מיינה, ואלו עימם מן הסורם מיינה, יחש אדס וחדס, בטל אדס, וקורב לי בטל אדס. When do they argue? It's when there are two pairs of witnesses. These say that he counted from a wallet, and these say that he counted from wrapped coins. The contradiction in the testimony, Rechon says that the testimony is bottle, on to Rav, the testimony is not bottle. Elo imim b'sech hikai, mana, ve'elo imim b'sech pundosai, mana, divra kol hechish ha'idus, v'achay ha'idus, le'betel ha'idus. These say that he counted into his garment, and these say that he counted into his money belt. All agree that a contradiction about after the testimony is not bottle. There are ma b'makel, ha'ogoy v'zama b'saif, ha'ogoy hechish ha'idus, v'sech ha'idus, v'tel ha'idus, v'af rav ma'idus v'tel ha'idus. This one said he killed him with a stick, and the other one said he killed him with a sword. There's a contradiction in the testimony. The testimony is bottle, and even Rav agrees the testimony is bottle. Now, pligin k'shahayu shtei kitei edim, elo imim b'makel hogo ve'elo imim b'seaf hogo, ahechish edus b'seich edus, v'tel ha'idus, v'kurav lo v'tel ha'idus. When do they argue? It's when there are two pairs of witnesses. These say that he killed him with a stick, and those ones say that he killed him with a sword. There's contradiction amidst the testimony. The testimony is batel according to Biyochan, and according to Rav, it's not batel. Ve'ele aimim b'daroim pana, ve'ele aimim b'tzafayim pana, divakol hechish edus la'ach edus le'betel edus. These say that he turned to the south after killing him, and those say that he turned to the north. All agree that a contradiction about after the testimony is not batel. Ha'ele d'Rav min ador, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, aimim, ha'yo gezu gezu, Moidos she'enekayim inasu. Rav's source is that Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda say, if Tzoreis argue about whether their husband died or was killed, since both agree that he's not alive, they may marry. Veshmiya dama Rav Blaza, Moid Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Beidim. He does not hold like Rav Blaza said, that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon agree about witnesses who argue about how he died, and the testimony is contradictory. Ma bin Eidim, ma bin Tzora, what's the difference between witnesses and Tzora? They also did it so, and so chaverta klum. The answer is they didn't make a woman's words have any effect on her so on her co-wife. Masnisa pliga arav echad chakiris echad bedikiris bezman shehin machishin ze edusam b'teila. The question against Rav from Mishnah. The Mishnah says questions pertinent to the testimony and questions irrelevant to the testimony have the same law. When the witnesses contradict each other, the testimony is batal. Am Rabbi Mana patala Rav. Aid by aid. But Mana answered that Rav explains that that's when one witness contradicts one. Rav says that the testimony is established when two sets of witnesses contradict each other. And Rabbi Avin, Rafilu Tema, Kaspakas, Shnihi, Bedinin, Nefoshes, Sedek, Sedek, Tildif. Avin answered a different answer. He said, you can even say this when sets of witnesses contradict each other. Perhaps the cases are different because the Pasuk says in Joram Perik Tenzayim, Pasuk Chof, you shall surely pursue righteousness. We come now to the next Mishnah, it's Halacha Vav. Eid Amar Meis, Eid Amar Loi Meis, Isha Amar Meis, V'Isha Amaris, Loi Meis, Harizu Loi Tunase. One witness says that he died and one says he did not die, or one witness says that he died and one witness says that he did not die, she may not remarry. And the Gemara says, Gidol Bar Ben Yamin, B'Shem Rav, B'Chol Mokim, Sheyachshiru Eidus Isha, Ki'ish, Ha'ish Machis Ha'isha, and she said, V'Isha Macheshes is Ha'ish. Gidol Bar Ben Yamin, quoting Rav, said that whenever testimony of a woman is kosher, she's like a man. A man contradicts a woman, and a woman contradicts a man. Nisni eid oimer, meis ve'isha oimeres le'meis, isha oimeres meis, ve'eid oimer le'meis. The Gemara asked then, our Mishnah should teach, a witness says that he died, and a woman said he did not die, or a woman said he died, and a witness said he did not die, she may not remarry. Tani, the Beis Rebbe came, and the answer is yes indeed, Talmidim of Rebbe's Beis Medrash, taught this in our Mishnah. Holchin Acharoiv, she said Hadeiris. The advisor says in the name of Ibn Chemia that we follow the majority of opinions. Hey Chavida, how is this? Shtein Oshim ve'isha achas also oisam kishne edim ve'ed echad. Two women and one woman contradict them. They're like two witnesses and one witness. One cannot contradict two. Da at Amar be'isha ve'noshim aval imhoyu meyer noshim ve'ed echad. This refers to a woman and women, but if there were 100 women and one man, they are like one witness and one witness, and one witness and one witness. If they came together, she may not remarry. הלכה זין, האיש אשר הולכה היא ובאה למדף היום, ואז ואמר, מייף בא לי, תנסה ותתאו כסובה, וצרסה אסור. If Hulalea went overseas and her husband and returned and said that her husband died, she may remarry and she receives a ksuba, her tzora is forbidden. Haisa Basisol, the Koyin, Techa Batuma, do Ritafan. Ritafan says, if the co-wife is a Basisol and her husband is a Koyin, she continues to eat Chuma. Kiva Omer Aimer, Eza Dech, Vajzi Asa, Mide Avera, Achte Asura, Linase, Vasura, Mlecho Batuma. Kiva says that's not the way to avert sin. Rather, the Koresh may not remarry or eat Truma. The Gemara says, Chashuda, he lekalkal al sma, kede lekalkal tzarasa. The Gemara says that even after Leah remarried, the co-wife is forbidden because Leah is suspected to ruin herself, remarry even though she knows her husband's alive, in order to ruin her co-wife. Me'ata afilu al sma lo itein emenes. The Gemara says, so she should not be believed even for herself. Mitoch sheyodas le'asa dvorea etz hachaber teklum, af hi omeret emes. The answer is, since she knows that Chacham made that her words don't have any effect on her colleague, she tells the truth. Or if so, she should be believed even about her Torah. Bila answered that if so, that matters would return to the first concern mentioned, she suspected to ruin herself in order to ruin her co-wife. Alochaches, Amma, Meis Bali, Vachach Meis Chami, Tinasi, Vetito, Ksuba, Vachamoisa, Asura. If Leah says, my husband died, and later my father-in-law died, she may remarry and receive the Ksuba, but her mother-in-law may not remarry. Aisa Basisor, a Koyin, Techa Bachuma, Duri Ritafan. Ritafan says, if the mother-in-law is a Basisor married to a Koyin, she continues to eat Chuma. Akiva Oima, Ezu Derech, Mitsiasa Mide Avira, Akira says this is not the way to avert sin, rather the mother-in-law may not remarry or eat Chuma. The Gemara says, V'teine menes lema meishami. The Gemara asks that she should be believed to say my father-in-law died after she remarried. Her mother-in-law no longer hates her because she will not consume her mother-in-law's wealth. Lekein, sheisavra meima, v'shem she'ena ne'manes aleha, kachi eina ne'manes aleyen. Do we not say that, like we said at the beginning of the earlier halacha, that just like these women are not believed about her, she's not believed about them because there's mutual hatred. Now that her mother-in-law does not hate her, she does not hate her mother-in-law. She should be believed. Amar Bichanina, Tipata Shaya Chamea, Shaseikan Mesima. Bichanina answered that the case is that her father-in-law and mother-in-law lived here with her, so they have mutual hatred, and it doesn't go away. However, if they were never together, the daughter-in-law never hated her mother-in-law, and she would be believed. Halacha test. Kiddush achas mechamesh noshim ve'ein yadua eze kiddush, olachas v'achas emeres, oisi kiddush, noisim get lecholachas v'achas, v'ksuv b'neihem, mirstalek, divri Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says in the Mishnah, if a man does not know which of five women he was mekadish, and each says, you were mekadish me, he gives a get to each one. He hands over money for one ksuba and withdraws. Rekiva says, this is not the way to avert sin, rather he has to pay a ksuba to each one. Gozal echa mechamisha vein yadua eze men gozal, achol echa be'echad oime oisi gozal, meniach esa gezele bein dimi b'tavrin. B'tavrin says, if one stole from one of five people and he doesn't know from which, then he says, and each one says, you stole from me, he hands over the amount stolen and withdraws. Rekiva Oimer, Ezu Derech Mesiasa Midea Vira, Ad Yishalem Gazela, Lechol Echad Ve'echad. Rekiva says this is not the way to avert sin, rather you have to pay the stolen amount to each one. Rekiva says, Amar Biasi Masnisa de Bekiva, Delay Kirby Talfin. Rekiva says that the Mishnah in Bav Mitzia is like Bekiva and not like Kirby Talfin. Talin and Tamon, Amar Lashnaim Gazalti, Es Echad Mikem, Mana, Veini Ode Eze Mekem, who Aviv Shel Echa Mekem, Hifkid Etzli Mana, Veini Ode Eze Mekem, who Noisin Eze Mana, Eze Mana, Shahoide Mepi Atzmai. Mishnah says that if one said to two people, I stole from one of you and I don't know which, or the father of one of you deposited 100 ziv with me and I don't know which of you, he gives to this one the amount stolen or began to deposit 100 ziv and to the other one 100 ziv because he himself admitted. Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan de v'akolhi oime se yedei shamayim. Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says no, it's like everyone. Beistin says that he has to give the full amount to each, and this is to be yotze yedei shamayim. This is his obligation to heaven. The Abba b'shem Yehuda kan sheyesh edim yedim kan shein edim yedim. And the second rejection is from the Abba, quoting of Yehuda, that here in our Mishnah is when witnesses know that he stole, and he does not know. The Talmud holds that it suffices to give over the amount that he stole. Here in the Mishnah of Metzia, witnesses don't know, but he knows. He should have been careful to know from whom, since he was negligent, he has to pay the full amount to each. Milah b'shem Rebelazah, kan b'shetken kam b'medabim. Milah, quoting Rebelazah, gave a third rejection. He says, here our Mishnah is when the possible victims of theft are quiet. Here in Bava Metzia, they speak, means each one's claiming you stole from me. Vimya b'shem Rav, kan b'nishba kam shalei nishba, and another rejection comes from the Yomi about quoting Rav, that here in Bava Metzia is when the thief swore and the Torah requires proper return of the theft. Here in our Mishnah, he didn't swear. V'yirchen Omer Ibn Shanishba ha'yala las ishliach beisin limso. The Gemara objects to that, says V'yirchenon, if he swore to him, he should make a shliach beisin and give it to him. V'yirchen Savameima beisin shasso goizel loy beisin shasso nigzel. V'yirchen holds that the Gazan may give it even to a shliach beisin that the Gazan assembled, and not only a beisin that the nigzel assembled. Here each suffering nigzel would assemble a beisin only if he knew that they will give it to him. Rav answers that he has to give it to a shliach of Beis Din that the Nigzal assembled and not a Beis Din that the Gazlan assembled. Eile de Rav min Ador, Dam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Beis Din Shasai Nigzal, Vlei Beis Din Shasai Gozal. And we have a source for Rav, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says a Beis Din that the Nigzal assembled and not a Beis Din that the Gazlan assembled. Rav Yemiya boy in Mishu Nishba, Hayalai Lishtoik. And we object. Rabbi Yemi objects that the Tosefta on the Mishnah in Bava Metzia says that if one said, I don't know to which of you I owe, he pays the full amount to each. If not, he should have been silent. If he swore, why does it say that he should have been silent? He has to admit in order to get a kapar. Rabbi Yemi Saba Meima Hayal Lishtoik Vrei Lahidus. Rabbi Yemi holds that the Tosefta means that if he does not want to pay both of them, he should have been silent and not admitted. And the Yasa holds that it means that he should be silent and not sworn. Rabbi Yudan says even if you will say that, like those who say that the Mishnah in Bava Metzia is a bitafen, but according to Rabbi Akiva, silence and speaking, which is admission, are the same for gazela. In every case, he has to pay everyone. Regarding a deposit, they agree that one who is silent profits and one who speaks loses. One who is silent profits from the case of two who deposited with one. Their man of them asayim, their imim asayim shali, their imim asayim shali, noisim le zemano le zemano vashayim munach achiyavaliyo. That if this one deposited 100 and this one deposited 200, one says the 200 are mine, the other one says the 200 are mine, the shomer gives 100 to this one and 100 to that one, and the rest stays with the shomer until Elianavi will come and reveal whose it is. The Mishtoi, which is a mafsid, minhacha, omar gazalti, esecha mikem ben yodea, is mikem, v'chule. One who speaks loses, and we learn that from here that it says, he said I stole from one of you and I don't know which of you, so we say that he has to pay both of them. If a woman went overseas with her husband and son and returns and says, my husband died and then my son, she's believed. She says that my son died and then my husband, she's not believed. We can send her words and she does chalitza, not yibam. Nothing like Ben Rumid Esayom, Amma Meis Bani Rachakach Bali, Nehemenes. If she left without children and returns and says, I had a son overseas, my son died and then my husband, then she is relieved. מיסטלי פחח מיס בני, אין אין אמן לסחוי שנתבורר וחוי לתס לו מסיוב אמס. If she says, my husband died and my son, she's not believed because we're concerned for her words, and she does halitza and not yibam. Nasan li yavam, b'midas hayam, amma meis ba'ali v'chachach meis yavami, yavami v'chachach meis ba'ali, ne'menes. If she left without a yavam, and returns and says that a yavam was born, means a brother to my husband died and then my yavam, or if she says, my yavam died and then my husband, she's believed. Also he ubala viyavama v'midas hayam, amma meis ba'ali v'chachach meis yavami, yavami v'chachach meis ba'ali, ne'menes. She left with her husband and her yavam, and returns and says, my husband died, and then my yavam, or my yavam died, and then my husband, she is not believed. Because a woman is not believed to say that her yavam died to permit her to marry someone else, nor to say that her sister died to be able to marry her sister's husband. The man is not believed to say my brother died to be able to do yibum, nor to say my wife died to marry her sister. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Chananya bar Klaimi, Rabbi Elah, min tana choishishin l'tvareya choiletzes ritafen delayk Rabbi Kiva." Rabbi Chananya asked Rabbi Elah, "Who is the tana who says that we are concerned for her words, means but not for her tzar's words, and she does chalitza? Is it Rabbi Tafen who said above that she still eats truma and is not concerned with her tzar's words and not the Rabbi Kiva?" Rabbi Elah answered, "It's like everyone here, even Rabbi Kiva agrees, he's concerned for her tzar's words only when there would be a vaday avera, such as a wife remarries and her tzar continues to eat truma. Here, if we ignore the tzar's words, there's no vaday avera." Ma bina lekadmaisa, hacha tema in nemenes, vacha tema nemenes. What's the difference between this, the second case, and the first case? In the first case, you say that she's not believed to say my son died and then my husband, and here in the sefer, you say that she is believed to say that. You say now, hendetema nemenes, because she yotza mechlal heta leyavam, hendetema in nemenes, because she lo yotza mechlal heta leyavam. And says here, in the sefer, you say that she's believed when she departed, and with the heta to the yavam, means if her husband will die. Here in the Risha, you say that she's not believed when she did not depart the Mr. Heta to the Yavam. Amr Vyasa Masnisa Amakain, Shile Osu, Zachorim Kanekevis. Vyasa says, our Mishnah teaches that Chacham did not make males suspected and not believed like females. I should say now, the Tanina, Mdein, Ha'ish Ne'eman Loima, Mes Achish Yav Mes Ishtoi, Mephneshain, La Bonim, Ha'ish La Bonim, Ne'eman. Our Mishnah teaches that a man is not believed to say my brother died in order to do Yibam because she has no children. Perhaps he's lying in order to do Yibam. If she has children, then he is believed. It really depends on not whether or not her husband had children. And again, perhaps the text should say loy and not la. Hadnalach perik haisha shehalcha.